Those are handy things. Did you eventually get something that you could put your clothes in, your socks, your underwear, and your t-shirts, and things like that?
What you call clothes closet?
Uh-huh.
Didn't until I moved to Oregon.
Uh-huh. What'd you put them in before?
She just hung them on the walls and maybe in a back room, you know, or a room that wasn't occupied often, just with a bedstead in.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, they'd taken, put a quilt frame across.
Uh-huh.
In the corner.
Uh-huh.
Of one of the back rooms.
Uh-huh.
And everything would be hung on there.
What do you have now to put your socks and...
She has a dirty, what she calls it, what do you call it, dirty coat, can, it's about so high with the lid on it.
How about the clean ones?
Oh, the clean ones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we got cedar chest.
Mm-hmm.
And closed closets, it won't quit.
Mm-hmm. You have anything with drawers on it, in or anything?
No, and that cedar chest she bought here last. You stand up about that high. It has two doors up and down all the way, but it has hangers.
Uh-huh.
Something like this that goes through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hang one here and one over there, but you hang that full, and then come this way and hang this one.
Uh-huh.
One that she thinks is going to be used, Paul, they hang here. Heavy winter clothes and winter suits, they go back over there.
Uh-huh.
And she has a closet. Oh, she's got three coat closets. And she has one closet now. We have one somewhere with us. And our shirts like this, they're all hanging up there. His is one in that closet and mine's in the other.
Would it be all right if I closed that window?
Yes, sir. I wonder if you'd say something like that earlier. I raided while you was gone. Is that like him?
Oh, that's fine. He's just picking up all the truck noise, and I thought
yeah.
I might not be able to.
Well, we shut that plumb down for an officer, and this year's enough for me. And we can raise this up.
Okay, that's fine. Well, thank you. I think, that makes it a lot quieter, doesn't it?
Yes.
This is a rather sensitive machine. It'll pick up anything.
Yeah. It'll cut part of that off.
Good. Were those movable closets at all common in the early days?
The movable closets?
Yeah, a big
no.
Old box-like thing with rollers.
Not on. That I've seen now. Where I visited, where I lived, I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
What did they call those things? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
I know in some places they say they were common. They called them wardrobes.
Wardrobes, yes. That's right. That's right. Well, we never did have one of those now. Now, I had four girls and five boys. Well, the boys' clothes and mine were kept together.
Uh-huh.
And the girls' and their mother's clothes were kept together. Somewhere in the old farm homes where we lived. I never thought much about it, but I know, I remember now that that's the way she did it. And the boys all had a room to change clothes in, and the girls had it. In other words, we had the boys' rooms and the girls' rooms. But the old-timeliest things we had is when we lived in the old log house, double log house, in Love County from 1915 to 1927.